The Haynesboro Assembly considers two proposals that could end up on the October ballot. And a group from the lower 48 threatens to boycott Alaskan tourism if Senator Murkowski confirms President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haines Assembly is considering two ordinances that could end up on the October ballot. One has to do with solid waste management. The other, borough-wide police service. The Government Affairs and Services Committee discussed the ordinances at a meeting Tuesday. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
There are a couple ordinances on the table right now, attempting to provide a way forward on police service. One would create a new service area for on-call police service outside of the town site. The other would amend the borough charter to allow police powers to be area-wide instead of restricted to the town site. That's the one the committee discussed at this meeting. They didn't come to any conclusions, but the conversation did generate disagreement at the dais.
I am terribly disturbed about how this is being framed as it was an error in the charter. It was not. This was very clearly and with all intent put out like this.
That was Assemblymember Brenda Josephson. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel spoke to both of the police service ordinances.
I have wondered about the consequence of a no vote, and on the charter or even on the the service areas. And my intention is to consult with the Attorney General, because do we as a borough invite a liability if we deny service that's called for by a resident of the borough and we refuse to respond or we don't respond?
She expressed frustration with the response to the proposed solutions.
I am not trying to be antagonistic to anyone in this community or to this assembly. And I really resent that I am being asked to defend a solution that's come forward.
Josephson said the assembly should push harder at the state level to regain services.
The pushback to the state, who has a constitutional obligation to provide the service, has not happened from the assembly and from our administration, and that should be our first step. We should be going to the state and demanding that they live up to their obligation.
The assembly has made unsuccessful attempts to regain its blue shirt Alaska State Trooper position that was relocated last year. That officer patrolled areas outside of the Haines town site. The committee also discussed an ordinance laying out the framework for a solid waste management operational plan. In recent years, the borough has been trying to figure out if there is a better way to deal with solid waste. A working group offered recommendations to the borough in 2017. Manager Schnabel said this ordinance does deviate from that recommendation.
The solid waste working group requested that all waste be removed from the community. But the administration is not inclined to consider that at this point in time as a method that we want to pursue.
She said this is just the first step.
Once we establish the ordinance and it's in place, then we can put an RFP out that requests a response for burial. We can also request a response for removal from the community. I think that will allow us to make a decision about where we want to go.
Assemblyman Tresham Gregg questioned the necessity of the ordinance.
I'm just wondering, is this really necessary? And is this really what we want to do with our borough time? Is concern ourselves about garbage? I don't know.
Assemblymember Heather Lendy said she's comfortable with the operational plan, but would like to include an amendment clarifying incentives for recycling. The ordinances could end up on the October ballot, but they'll have to be passed by the assembly first. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
prospective tourists have pledged to cancel vacations to Alaska if Senator Lisa Murkowski confirms President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That's according to a letter sent to visitors bureaus in cities across southeast Alaska. 37 people hailing from 11 different states across the U.S. have added their names to the letter addressed to visitors bureaus in Skagway, Ketchikan, and Juneau. The short letter reads, "The undersigned pledge to cancel Alaska vacations and refrain from making any plans to visit in the future if Senator Murkowski confirms President Trump's anti-choice Supreme Court nominee." Travel Juneau CEO Liz Perry says she's seen this kind of thing before.
This is not uncommon in the industry. And as a matter of fact, the industry refers to this as the weaponization of travel, the threat of a boycott if a certain political end is not met. You know, such boycotts can be effective, but most of the time they mostly hit the frontline workers, your service operators, and that the political folks involved in this case are, you know, U.S. senators, are very seldom affected in a major way.
Perry says she wrote a letter back to its author, Shoshana Hantman, from Katona, New York. Perry encouraged her to write Murkowski directly.
I wanted to acknowledge her concerns and just, you know, let her know what, you know, generally our position was on the way boycotts can or cannot work, and invited her to take a different tack.
When reached by phone in New York, Hantman declined to comment for the story. Skagway Tourism Director Cody Jennings asked the Skagway Borough Assembly to consider the letter at its upcoming meeting this week. Murkowski hasn't said whether she'll confirm Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Her vote could be critical in deciding the nomination, since a single nay vote among Republicans, coupled with unanimous Democratic opposition, would sink the nomination. Perry of Travel Juneau says she sent a copy of the letter to Senator Murkowski's office in Juneau. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.